basically it's just a half an hour of nonsense, and I would love for you to come listen to it. And...
Well, I love your show, and I heard all about you via Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Uh-huh, the fat one? The fat one.
Me! Yeah,
and I went back as far as I could. I've been listening to all your old programs, and I love your show. You're a very, very talented person.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, this is the Fat One, and this is episode 154 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2008, and y'all, I'm going to talk about something that I haven't talked about in a long time. Yeah, I want to talk about my quiz programs, because, you know, I'm behind on them. And probably about that cunt Hannah Montana, too. Oh, Lord, y'all, I meant to turn on the Weather Channel before I started this up. Because, you know, I've got to find out what's going on in the 3-day and the 5-day cones. You know, if you don't know what the 3-day and the 5-day cones are, then you need to... Oh, there's the Weather Rat. Okay. All right, let's turn the thing on mute. There we go. Strong waves. Ooh, strong waves. All right, let's go over to the Weather Channel and let's see what the 5-day cone is going to be. Y'all, I had an okay Tuesday. I hope you did too. And I hope your hump day is going well. And God, I wish I had something to hump for a change. Is this on? Hello? Yes, that's the right one. Okay. I'm just making sure it was working. Plus, I just wanted to wake up Auntie Vera Charles because, you know, he sent me an e-letter. An e-letter saying that finally he got a good night's sleep because I did not mention him during the last podcast or something. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, while we're waiting on, we're having local weather on the 8s right now. So while we're waiting for the 3-day and the 5-day cones to appear, we will get right into some quiz program talk. And that's right, into the Fat Cave.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
Unless, of course, Big Fatty had his pants off, which I do. And, y'all, now that I'm in the Fat Cave, the 5-day cone is getting ready to come up on the Hannah Montana. And then there's some kind of Ike, and then there's some kind of Josephine. Wasn't Josephine Rosie the Riveter or something like that? I don't know. No, Josephine sold Comet. Or something like that. Y'all, I have not talked about the quiz programs in a while, and I want to talk first about the Big Brother, because, y'all, it's getting down near the end. There are only 5 people left in the house, and how the fuck that ancient thing Jerry is still in there is absolutely unbelievable to me. I mean, he is like death warmed over. And Rennie... you know, she's from the Nolans. I bet she didn't even know that Gustav came on through there. And I hope that her family was okay during the Gustav.
And then you've got, what is that cunt's name? Keisha. She reminds me of the girl that won last year. And then there is Dan. Dan, who is playing everybody. And Memphis, who's kind of hot. So, y'all, on the Tuesday night show, we learned that Jerry became the HOH. Well, actually, we learned that on Sunday night. But he is the HOH, and he's all homp, 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 because he's gotten a letter from his wife with the, who has the, what is it called when you have the shakes? Michael J. Fox has it. What is it? Oh, Parkinson's? Is that it? Well, anyway, I think it's the Parkinson's. I think she has the Parkinson's. But anyway, so he's the HOH, and he nominated Dan and Keisha for the eviction. But now, on the Tuesday night show, we learned that Memphis won the power of veto. And the big question was, would Memphis use the power of veto? Because, you know, if he used it, there's only one person that could go up on the block, and that would be Rennie, the crazy woman from Nolens. And y'all, he did indeed use the power of veto and took Dan off the block. So now either Rennie or Cunty Keisha will be going home on Thursday night. So it's going to be three men and a cunt, or something like that, left in the house. And that's got to be ending here pretty soon. So I don't get the TV guide anymore for some reason. I think that they fucked it up or something. But so I don't know when all the new quiz programs are starting or anything like that. So, or when things are ending and all that kind of stuff. But it's got to be getting near the end, because there's only five people left and there'll only be four after Thursday night. And so that's all I'm going to say about the Big Brother. So I'm going to close that. But y'all, the big news is they have announced who is going to be on the next edition of the Dancing with the Stars. Now, y'all, to tell you how far behind I am, they announced this stuff back at the end of August, and I'm just now getting around to talking about it. There's something wrong with Big Fatty when he is just now talking about the Dancing with the Stars. And the people that are going to be on the show are Miss Lance Bass, and she is going to be dancing with a girl. Tony Braxton is going to be on there. Brooke Burke. Who the fuck is Brooke Burke? Brooke Burke is an actress, host, and entrepreneur. Well, great. What the fuck does that make? Why does that make her so fucking special? Anyway. All right. So Brooke Burke is going to be on there. Fuck her. All right. Why can't I go back to the list now? Oh, Lord, I have ruined it. Why won't it go back? Oh, Lord, I have ruined it. I have ruined it. All right, let's see here now. And, you know, unlike British John, I do not take out the fuck-ups. Rocco DeSpirito, he did that show about the restaurant or whatever. And he had an American Express card commercial. He's going to be on there. He's kind of cute. Maurice Green, I think he's an athlete. Let me just go look here. He's an Olympic gold medalist. And he's dancing with Cheryl Burke. All right. And then Kim Kardashian. And evidently she's very important. She's an actress, a model, and a reality television star. Great. I have no idea who the fuck she is. Then there's Cloris Leachman. Now, y'all, I love Cloris Leachman, but the woman, y'all, this woman is 80 years old. I think that somebody told me she was 80 years old, but she used to be on, the Mary Tyler Moore Show or something like that. Now, Cody Lindley, I think that's, is that a woman or a man? No, it's a man. It looks like a woman, kind of. He is a actor, and he is paired with Julianne Hough. You know, I didn't see who Lance Bass was paired with. Oh, excuse me. And under the how they have, you know, they give their profession, Lance Bass is a pop star and astronaut. Astronaut? Lacey Schwimmer. I don't know who the fuck she is. Let's see who Rocco was paired with. Karina Smirnoff. Okay. And let's see. Then we have Susan Lucci. Now, y'all, I don't watch the daytime quiz program. Not quiz programs, but the soap operas. But I do know that the gays love some Susan Lucci. And she is going to be partnered with Tony Dovolani. Have no fucking idea who that is. Then there is Misty May Trainor. And she's an Olympic gold medalist. Don't know who the fuck she's paired with, but she, I mean, don't know the fuck what the fuck she does. She's an Olympic gold medalist in something. But she is partnered with Maxim Chermerkovsky. I hate Maxim. I hope she's the first one fucking thrown off. Ted McGinley is going to be on there, and Ted was an actor, and he's best known for his roles in Married with Children, Hope and Faith, and Happy Days. Who knew? And I don't know who the fuck he's partnered with. Jeff Ross. He is listed as a comedian, and he's paired with Edita. Who, Edita's good. And then Warren Sapp. He is a former defensive lineman football player, and he's paired with Ken Johnson. And it debuts, oh, here it is right here. Three-night live premiere event, Monday, September 22nd at 8 o'clock. So, y'all, I know I talk about the Dancing with the Stars a lot, and nobody ever fucking watches it, but y'all watch it this time. It really is a good show. Now, moving on, one of those shows that I know a lot of you do enjoy watching is The Big Run. Now, y'all, I just saw the first commercial for The Big Run the other night, and it looks like an interesting group of people, and it premieres on Sunday the 28th of September. And if I can click on these people, maybe it'll show me who they are. Terrence and Sarah, they've been dating for almost a year, but they couldn't be more different. Okay, great. Who cares? Alright, and then there is Marissa and Brooke. Let's see what Marissa and Brooke have to say for themselves. They are charming Southern Belles, and are best friends, and are up for any challenge. And they're wearing fucking pink sweatsuits. They want to prove to the world that they are not just cute blondes, and that they can be athletic and cutthroat competitors. La la, whatever in your pink sweatsuit. Then there are Andrew and Dan. One of them's kind of fat. Life couldn't be any better for these fraternity brothers. Andrew and Dan met while attending Arizona State University, and the last 4 years have been filled with good times. Some of the teams refer to Andrew and Dan as Team Super Bad. Whatever. Team Fat Ass is what I would call. Then there's Asia and Ty. That's AJA. I guess that's Asia. That's a long-distance couple looking for an opportunity to be together for an extended period of time. Well, that sounds fucking boring as shit. Okay, then there are two old fatties, and they are Mark and Bill, and they are comic book aficionados, and they are determined to be the most strategic team ever to compete in the race. Maybe the guys from the Dial H from Homo should try to get in touch with Mark and Bill and have them on the show or something, because, you know, they love to, I hope they go to China so they can speak the Chinese. Tony and Dallas, that's a couple, and Tony and Dallas have always been there for each other and will let nothing come between them. Okay, I hope they're fucking thrown off quickly, because, you know, being thrown off the show will come between them. Then there are Nick and Star. Now, Nick's a little cutie. This brother-sister team will stop at nothing to win the race. That seems to be a fucking theme there. Now, y'all, this is the couple that I think is going to be the crazy ones. And these are Anita and Arthur. Anita and Arthur can't wait to make the race their next big adventure. This energetic couple is open-hearted and free-spirited. And y'all, they're a couple of old people that are hippies. They've known each other for more than 26 years and have been married for 14. But they're old hippies, and they've got on their tie-dyed t-shirts and everything. Then there's another cunty couple, and they are Kelly and Christy. And Kelly and Christy are best friends that will not settle for second best. Well, you can settle for the finger. And then there are Ken and Tina. Now, I don't think Ken is a homosexual, so Tina would be a different kind. Never mind. This married couple is looking to be reconnected on the race. Ever. They've been separated for 9 months. Well, you know, Ken, you're fucking stupid then if you've enjoyed 9 months away from her. And the last couple is Anthony and Stephanie. And this competitive couple is hoping to be engaged by the end of the race. So it doesn't appear that there are any homosexuals unless Team Superbad is going to be the homosexual team. Now, y'all, I'm about to run out of time. And I've got to get in some memory lane music because, you know, it's quiz program week. All right, y'all, your clue for today is the banana section. Wait, stop the music, stop it. This show had two theme songs. Here's the other one. Y'all, those were the theme songs to Tattletales, which is a game show that first aired on CBS on February 18th, 1974. It was hosted by Burt Convy, and he won a Daytime Emmy Award for the show in 1977, and it was based on the syndicated Goodson Todman show, which aired during the 1969-70 season, called He Said, She Said, and basically, there were celebrity couples that they would split them up and they would ask questions of them. And then, based on their answers, if they got it right, then they won, the celebrities won money for their rooting sections. And the studio audience was divided into three rooting sections. A third of the audience was in the red section, a third of the audience was in the blue section, and the other third was in the yellow or the banana section. So, and it was an interesting show, and they'd ask the questions, and the spouses would be backstage, and then they'd appear in a little TV screen and all this kind of stuff. And oh, Dear Gussie, I wonder if Dear Gussie was ever on Tattletales. I don't know. Well, y'all, I know that Michael from the QCast Connection has loved today's show because all Big Fatty did was talk about the quiz programs, and he loves the quiz programs. Now, I don't know if Auntie Vera Charles likes the quiz programs or not, but I'm sure now that I've said her name, she'll want to rewind, as they say, and go back and listen to what we've been saying about Auntie Vera throughout all of this. Wouldn't it be fun to do a podcaster version of Tattletales? Michael, why don't you get on that? And maybe you could do it down there at the oh no, don't tell them at that place. They'll steal your idea and, you know, it'll never be the same. Hey, I'll see y'all on Thursday. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.